Dad?
Hmm?
What if you could really go back in time?
Hmm. What, you mean, Star Trek, Back to the Future, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, who knows, maybe someday.
I heard Z95.5 say they're gonna do it today.
What, Star Trek?
No, the 60s. Bring back the 60s.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just another oldies show or something.
They said they'd really bring it all back.
All what?
Your youth.
My youth?
Here, I'll turn it on.
What are you doing? Why don't you just leave it on Z95.5?
I'm not touching it, really.
Well, it's moving all
over
the place.
It's floating all over the dial.
Am I hearing what I... Huh?
Hi, Laura, what's happening today?
Nothing.
Not much, huh? What school do you go to?
Fisher.
Fisher, and what song would you like to hear the most on Keener 13?
I hear a symphony.
Okay. No sooner said than done.
The sound of literally thousands of teenagers, they're here to greet...
Listen, Dad, who's that?
Well, what have we got to say to the people of Detroit? Oh, it's marvelous.
The Beatles in Detroit.
We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this.
This is John Lennon. You're probably listening to Scott Regan now. If you're not, well, you can't hear what we're saying. Ta-da.
Whoa, cool.
This is Amy Rivera, Detroit. I just won $30.
Hello, who's this?
Sharon Hayes.
Sharon Hayes, what do you say?
My name is Louis Markowitz of Detroit. I am 75 years old.
Linda Lord, right?
Right.
How you doing, Linda?
What are you two doing?
We're traveling back into the 60s, Mom.
Who are all these people?
Those are Keener listeners in the 60s.
$103 in Keener lucky license.
I'm Mrs. Roy Meredith.
Everything's moving faster now.
We're going back.
How do you know? You're not even born yet.
Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
1967.
Independence of South Vietnam. We will not be defeated. We will not withdraw.
1966.
The times they are a-changing.
And the war in Vietnam, bring the troops home. And the war in
1965.
All the touchy be at the crowd started down. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles are at Olympia.
Yesterday.
1964.
All my troubles seem so far.
1963.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise.
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route.
1962.
That the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
1962. Keener, 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 Keener. The top-down sound of WKNR Keener.
You know you should be glad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 1963, the Beatles, WKNR hit. As Z95 remembers Keener and a whole bunch of other things from the 60s. Wow.
Yeah. All right. That was 1963, you say. Wasn't that the first original hit by the Beatles in England? Over
yeah.
here it was I Want to Hold Your Hand, but
you
over
know,
there it
funny.
Was there.
It's funny, Dick. I was at the time that was popular originally. Not here in Detroit, but the time it was popular in the world, whatever. I was in Miami, Florida, WQAM. Keener had not yet started.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to listen to my shortwave radio, listen to the BBC, and you know, the BBC was playing the Beatles.
Yeah.
This was in 62 they were playing.
You're kidding, I didn't know
And
that.
I went to the program director at WQAM Miami and said, hey, there's a great new group. You gotta play. You know, big deal. And I was really a maven. I thought, boy, he found the Beatles.
Yeah.
And we did play this record in Miami before, actually, when we came to Detroit, then we played it here.
Now, see, I was in Cincinnati, WSAI. I thought I was the first to play the Beatles. Well, what do you know? I was only beaten by 2 years.
It's Cincinnati.
Son of a gun.
We lucked out in a lot of respects because when the Beatles came to Detroit and remembering back for both concerts, and particularly the first concert, oddly enough, the only radio station that came to the airport, to Metro Airport, to meet the Beatles was Keener. At that time, WJBK was top 40 rocker.
Sure.
BK was basically rocker at that time, WXYZ.
Right.
And yet, we were the only ones at the airport next to that cyclone fence with all the teenagers screaming and the whole deal. It was a great memory. And we met the Beatles, and we had somebody on the plane traveling on their Flying Tiger airplane, too.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of good memories with that.
So we got down to Cincinnati. We didn't quite go that far. We did meet them at the airport, at WSAI. We sponsored them, bring them in. Did Keener sponsor them here? Who was the promoter of the show, the Beatles?
Wow, it wasn't Art...
It wasn't a radio station.
The name eludes me.
Yeah.
But we had a promoter, but we were, you know, we emceed the show.
Yeah, right.
I emceed the first show. Scotty Regan emceed the second show.
Scotty will be here a little later on today,
yeah,
by the way.
Oh, and he ought to have some goodies to talk about.
Well, you had John Lennon talking about him there on your the tape you brought in. That was terrific.
Well, he used to do, I don't want to take it away from Scotty this afternoon, but Scotty Regan did many interviews, unlike most people who sit around and say, well, when the Beatles as a group break up, and that was always the first question out of any reporter's mouth, well, when you break up, what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah.
This can't last forever.
Right.
Scotty didn't do that. He did Rorschach tests. Seriously, he used to bring out ink blots and say, what does it look like to you?
You're
or he'd say
me.
a word association. Yeah. Orange, what does it mean?
Yeah.
And you'd get some phenomenal answers, particularly from John Lennon.
It's the old punchline is, you're the one showing me the dirty pictures. Huh? That's funny.
Anyway,
I love it. What do we got next on the old musical agenda here?
Let them see what we got. Oh. I have brought with me something rather special. I thought about this, and Dick, you'll attest to this, we talked about on the phone, because we were all excited about this weekend and what was coming up. And I thought, you know, it's great to bring back the old songs. Well, it's been done before. It's great to talk about what happened in the 60s, which was a phenomenal time, but of course, there are a lot of documentaries and a lot of TV specials on the 60s.
Yeah.
Great to bring back the old DJs, at least we think so as jocks.
Right, of course.
maybe the listener doesn't think so. We think, boy, it's great to bring us back. Isn't it wonderful?
Sure.
But the last thing I thought of was, how about if I brought back a bunch of old listeners? And you said, what are you talking about, old listeners?
Hey, Bob, what are you talking about, old listeners?
Funny you should ask.
We got them on tape?
I have saved tapes.
I guess that's
tapes.
The only way to
that's
keep them.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have saved tapes. If you listen to Keener, I'm talking about you now out there. If you have listened at any time to Keener 13 in the 60s, if you were 16 years old in 1965, you're now 30, let me think,
you
39, 38.
38,
my math is terrific.
Yeah.
Then you maybe have a 16-year-old.
Maybe grandkids, too.
I may have you on tape, and I'm going to be playing some of these this morning.
All right.
The requests that you will hear on WCCY this morning will actually be WKNR requests from the 60s.
But they're probably just about the same voices, just different people.
In the meantime, the Chiffons coming up next. Hold on, stand by.
What a weekend.
Oh, yeah, the Chiffons, and he's so fine. I always loved that group.
Bob, let me jump in for a second here. Oh, good. Ankles, we like that.
Oh, record.
That's good. Okay, I made one at the beginning. Now that's ankles. That's two. Okay, but we have a lot more to go between now and 5 this afternoon. Bobby, unlike Keener 13 in the old days, what disc jockeys are taught nowadays, you jump in, and the first thing you give is the call letters. You come out of a record with Z95.5.
Yep.
See what I mean? Or WCZY, whatever station it happens to be. So you want to keep that in mind, because no longer does a record fade and you just say, well, that's
well,
a nice record, folks. Yeah, like that kind of thing, see? So you can play it either way you want to play
it. We were very undisciplined in those days.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the technical aspects of radio, and the listeners may or may not be aware of it, and you've just pointed one thing out. For instance, it is definitely sacrilege today to play a jingle that says, more music, and then you go into five commercials.
That's right.
But we used to do
that's
that.
Right. Yeah,
and we didn't think anything of it. And I liked it that way.
Yeah, in the old days of radio, you came out of a record and you went into a commercial after you talked. Okay, out of the record, talk, commercial, then you talked again, then you played another commercial. You never put commercials back to back. And it started really in television where they started piggybacking commercials, one on top of the other. You get four or five in a row. And radio never did it until, I think, in Detroit, 1967 with the Bill Drake format over in CK, where they started doing that with commercials. Bang, 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 bang. Then you came out with a jingle or whatever and played a record.
That's right.
Yeah.
But,
and it continues to this day, by the way. So
I will say this. We still, you know, people ask about, well, what do you perceive and see as the changes in radio? And I've not been in radio for a number of years, peripherally in it, because I produce radio TV commercials and talk to a lot of radio people. But, obviously there's a lot of changes, but I will say this, it's a lot harder than it was in our day. FM radio certainly is king, and FM radio back at WKNR's day has accounted for, you know, 1% of the audience at best. The pie was cut in many fewer pieces.
Right.
And number one radio station garnered 32% share of the audience.
That's
in a market
right, which is unheard of now.
That's right. So it was a lot different. At the same time, though, we did have something that I think has come around. I think that the kind of rapport we had with the people and the kind of thing we had going with the listeners disappeared a little bit in the 70s for a period of time where radio got into itself so much and got so involved in the in packaging, they forgot the essence of communicating with somebody and the rapport with the listener. So, you know.
And, and unfortunately, to this day, there's still a lot of that in radio, with the exception of morning shows. Morning shows are where the communication takes place. The rest of the day, it's kind of more of a background medium, just music, a lot of music, and so on and so forth.
That's right.
But that's what's happened. Okay, what do you got now, Bob?
We are going to close your eyes and think back to about 19... Go ahead, close your eyes.
Yeah, okay.
And think back to...
Yeah, I'll never open them again.
Think back to about 1965.
All right.
And somebody out there named Laura went to Fisher School in 1965.
All right. It's time for Keener, Pick and Play.
On the 1-3-8-9-2-5 line, take the first call to come into us here.
You pick it and we play it on WKNR, Keener 13.
Boy, who's on here? Hi, who's, hello, who's on the line here?
Laura.
Laura, is that or Bora?
Bora.
Bora sounds like, something you clean floors with. No, what's the, how do you spell that?
L-A-U-R-A.
Oh, Laura. Hi, Laura. You sound like you got a cold.
Yeah, I do.
You do? Because you're all stuffed up at the doge there. Hi, Laura. What's happening today?
Nothing.
Not much, huh? What school do you go to?
Fisher.
And what song would you like to hear the most on Keener 13?
I Hear a Symphony.
I Hear a Symphony by the Great Supremes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No sooner said than done.
WCZY remembers, and of course the Supremes. See, I got it in that time.
Yeah, okay.
Are you proud of me?
Yeah, I really am, Bob. Yeah, we go for Z95.5, but that's okay. Either way, as I said, it's okay.
Right.
Listen,
right.
We just had a young man call, and he said, do you play oldies? I said, do we play oldies today? He said, good. Can you play Cruel Cruel Summer by Bananarama?
You know, it makes you feel terrible when somebody talks about an oldie, and they talk about 1979 or 1982.
Oh, yeah, hey. How about 1986? Yeah, oh, yeah, I get some of that. We have a lady on the phone here. It's something interesting, I think, to say. Let's hope so. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. I won 13 quarters and 13 nickels from Robin Seymour and Maximilian the Mechanical
Money
Monster.
We were big spenders back then, weren't we?
Are you serious? Was 13
Do you know?
Quarters?
Well, everything was 13, of course.
It was
we were
13 quarters and 13 nickels.
How things have changed.
Well, you know, people got excited about that, though. If people lost and won a Keener ballpoint pen.
Yeah. I was
mean,
excited.
That was
I was only 13.
You were 13.
13, huh? Well, we could figure this one out quick.
Everything was 13.
Yeah, sure was, yeah.
Hi, what's your name?
Linda Schultz.
Hi, Linda Schultz.
I think the number one question is, did you ever get your money?
Yes, I did. I got a check.
Well, what do you know?
How about that?
You didn't have to come down to the station and pick it up? We often did that. We brought people down to the station to pick it up, and then when the people arrived at the station, the mics were on, and they didn't know it, and we'd get them saying these really ridiculous things and put it on the air.
Later. Oh, is that right?
You
okay.
were terrible with the people.
No, they mailed me my check.
They did for $3.25.
Yes.
Huh? Hey, what a thrill. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Linda.
You're welcome.
You have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Woo, open wide, here comes the choo-choo train. What do you mean you're not eating until we discuss Mother's Day? Well, of course I love
them. The animals, Saturday, May 14th, for Kids' Sake Day at the Detroit Zoo. They'll have a roaring good time.
Free tickets are available at Little Caesars, JCPenney, and True Value Hardware.
Hello. This is Dick Pertin on the air every morning on K-Day from 5 until 9. Goodbye.
Fly the nonstop sound of Keener 13, 9 to noontime daily on the Ted Clark Show. Right, Stella?
You said it!
Hi there, this is Jerry Goodwin, noon to 3 daily on WKNR, the best thing that ever happened to the Bob Green Show.
Let's discuss that later in the Keener commissary, okay, Jer? The Bob Green Show, 3 to 7 p.m. with all the Keener hits, only to be continued on the
Scott Regan Show.
With much more music.
Squeak, hello there. It's me, Rodney the Wonder Rodent. Reminding you to set your watch. It's 10 to 1 now.
Hello, everybody. Jim Jeffries all night long on WKNR. And Paul Cannon, Saturdays on Keener 13 with nonstop
music. That's our middle name, WKNR. Music. Keener 13.
Ah, those guys. All right. 1964, this was Dionne Warwick. I guess it still is.
Cardinal Sin, Bobby, want to take that back so Bob can do that again?
Hey, no, you want to do that again?
We do that a lot here. When we talk over it, we just rewind it and do it again, Bob.
The memory goes.
Yeah, because otherwise the image is blown, you know.
Thank God we're on tape, boy, and no one will ever hear it.
That's for sure. Okay, so ankles
will
just let her go, and Bob will hit the cue.
Dionne Warwick and the big hit called Walk On By. Something like that.
If you see me walking down the street.
He had a stutter to hit it.
Each time we meet, walk on by.
Stop, now you really gotta go, so walk on by.
Stop, stop.
Stop, make believe you never see the tears or cry.
Stop, stop, stop.
Now you really gotta go, so walk on by.
Stop, stop,
stop. Make believe you never see the tears or cry.
Z95 remembers one of the oldies but goodies from
0.5, Bob. 0.5. Z95.5.
Well, on my radio...
Hopefully by 10:30...
I have an old radio.
We'll get this thing
and
down.
It only has the 95 and the 90-whatever on it.
I see. So they don't have the 0.5 on it?
I'm so
sorry.
Picky.
Excuse me, Bob. I'm
it's
sorry.
Disgusting.
Here. Format. What are you... Just like in the old days, huh?
All right. Well, anyway, that was Dionne Warwick, who always was one of my favorites, I must admit.
And hopefully one of yours, folks.
I certainly hope so.
All right.
All right, you know, we were talking about bringing back some of the listeners. Really, some of them I remember. There's a young gal who probably isn't young anymore, but would like to think young, Danielle David. Danielle David used to come to the radio station. She lived in Dearborn, near our station.
Yeah.
Help us out with station promos and things. She would come in and bring some of her friends, and they do shouts and yays and boos and whatever we wanted them to do. And we invited Danielle along with many, many other people from junior high schools and high schools in 1960. Wow, six, I think. I hope that I got the right date on this. At that time, of course, the Beatles were extremely strong, and anything that dealt with the Beatles was right. Very important. Well, everybody was getting in on the bandwagon, and George Harrison's sister, Louise Harrison Caldwell, was going around the country, and she went to five markets to produce a record talking about the Beatles and whatever, and the inside scoop, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
We had an on-the-air live press conference with Louise Harrison Caldwell. And we invited, along with Danielle, we invited several other students to come. And I think there must have been about 35 students from various schools. And I thought I'd pick a little piece of this thing that we did. We've got four questions. Some of the questions were really funny, really maybe silly or whatever, but they were funny. And this is a little bit of it. And if you were at that press conference, or if you know anyone who was, you will hear their voices right now.
So if you're set,
sure.
And everybody remember to speak up real well. Let's have the first question, and we'll get started on this right now.
Irma Bland, Clausen Heim. If Paul was just on vacation, why couldn't he come home for Ringo's wedding? Well, he was too far. He was in Africa at the time. The other boys didn't even know that Ringo was going to get married until the day before. He had just confided in Brian Epstein.
His wife, though, knew, right?
Oh, she knew, yeah.
All right. All right. Right back here.
Danielle David, Fortson High. Did he go on his trip alone? Who, Paul? Yes. As far as I know. I don't...
Are you trying to say something there? All right, here's another one right here.
Linda Starr, Riverside. When the Beatles first came out, did you like their singing at first? The first time I ever heard them was in 1962, that first record, Love Me Do. And the very first time I heard it, you know, I thought, well, you know, it's really different.
Diane Duval from Bloomfield Hills Junior High. I was just wondering if you know how Ringo feels about being married.
Well, I imagine he must feel pretty happy about it, otherwise he wouldn't have done it.
He's elated. What do you mean? Okay, and this is David Weisberg again.
Has Ringo ever got his appendix out?
Yes, years ago. I think he was 5 years old.
After he got his appendix out, did he get his drums?
Any correlation there between...
Now, there's a young man who knew what he wanted.
Absolutely.
He is now CEO of a large corporation.
Yeah. Right.
That was only, you know, four or five of the questions we had this hour-long special. And if you heard yourself, terrific. And of course, if you did, I don't want to tie up the lines at Z95.5, but a lot of people are calling in, and if you're going to call in sometime today, we'd love to do it.
All right, fine. In the meantime,
Bobby
this is...
Green.
Bobby Green's with us this morning.
Hold it. Listen.
Z95 remembers.
0.5.
I'll tell you what. I'll do the
Z95 remembers, but not Bob.
That's right. At my age, what do you want?
We've got a couple of folks on the phone here, Bob. Good morning.
Hi, this is Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Hello.
I'm an official Bob Green fan club member.
Bless your ever-loving heart.
Remember
Hi.
That?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. We had cards, I remember, printed up. I went downtown to where they keep the traffic lights, and I posed next to a green light.
Right. Wearing a sweatshirt that says, I'm Keener with Keener.
I'm Keener with Keener.
Right? T-shirts.
And my little pledge on here says, I will do my best to help make all Detroit turn green at 7 p.m.
Bobby Green.
It is great to hear from you.
Oh, thank you. Nice to hear you.
Tell me in a sentence what you've been doing the last 24 years.
Thank you, Marianne. See you later. Bye-bye. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Fran again from the Bad Joe contest.
You explain to the folks, because they don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. In 1961... there was a bad joke contest on WXYZ 1270, I believe.
Right, exactly.
And you win a radio if you had the worst joke, which I did. And the joke was an Irish tater married an Idaho tater, and they had a sweet tater. And when sweet tater grew up, she fell in love with John Daly. And her mama says, you can't marry him because he's just a commentator.
Uh-huh. That's coming part of the rise of WKNR.
Yeah, then a lot of people like that, I guess, telling jokes like that, actually.
Right.
XYZ, Keener
did
pretty well.
I won
well.
A radio. What can I say?
Hey, listen, that's all that counts, right?
Right.
But it was a little short those days, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
What's going down at your Kawasaki dealers? Absolutely nothing.
Come on.
7-Eleven, bigger than the Great Pyramids, bigger than life itself.
Right now, get 8-pack, 1/2-liter bottles of Coke products. Just $1.99 plus deposit at participating 7-Elevens. 7-Eleven, where good things come easy.
See, that I don't have to say it. They sing it.
That's why we do that.
All right. Going back is a lot of fun. I did not bring with me some of the things on paper that I have. You can save everything. The very first WKNR Keener Music Guide. The number one song on that music guide was Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. You know, as a testament to how much things have changed, the chaos at the radio station because of Louie Louie was tremendous. Our general manager and our sales manager were pacing the floor because Louie Louie at that time was thought of to be a very dirty song.
And nobody has ever proven that at all, have they?
No, as a matter of fact, there is a story, now I don't know if it's true or not, that if you play Louie Louie backwards...
Right, yes.
Okay, yeah. It says Dr. Goldfarb wanted in surgery. What really happened, you see, was the guys had been to the orthodontist that morning. The Novocaine had not worn off yet, you know.
Yeah.
It's dedicated to Dr. Louis Goldfarb. I mean, gosh.
All right, the Kingsmen and Louis or Louis Louis, either way, right, Bobby?
Something of that nature.
All right, Bob Green from Keener is our guest this hour.